Further Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 39, Raghunath Das, Episode 7. I have never tasted such nice prasad. Lord Jagannath's prasad is sold by shopkeepers, and that which is not sold decomposes after 2 or 3 days. All the decomposed food is thrown before the cows from Tailunga at the Singhadwar gate, and because of its rotten odor, even the cows cannot eat it. At night, however, Raghunath Das would collect that decomposed rice, bring it home, and wash it with ample water. Then Raghunath Das would eat the hard inner portion of the rice with salt. One day, Swarup Damodar saw the activities of Raghunath Das. Thus he smiled and asked for a small portion of that food and ate it. You eat such nectar every day, but you never offer it to us. Where is your character? When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard news of this from the mouth of his servant Govinda, Lord Chaitanya went there the next day and spoke as follows. Raghunath Das, what nice things are you eating? Why don't you give anything to me? And saying this, Sri Krishna Chaitanya forcibly took a morsel and began eating. When Lord Chaitanya was about to take another morsel of food, Swarup Damodar caught Lord Chaitanya by the hand. My lord, this is not fit for you. And thus he forcibly took the food away. But Lord Chaitanya replied, yes, of course, every day I eat varieties of prasad, but I have never tasted such nice prasad as that which Raghunath is eating. In this way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu performed many pastimes at Jagannath Puri. Seeing the severe penances performed by Raghunath Das in the renounced order, Sri Krishna Chaitanya was greatly satisfied. In his poem, known as the Gauranga Stava Kalpa Vriksha, Raghunath Das has described his personal deliverance. Although I am a fallen soul, the lowest of men. Nevertheless, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has delivered me from the blazing forest fire of great material opulence. And by his mercy, Sri Krishna Chaitanya handed me over in great pleasure to Swarup Damodar, his personal associate. Sri Krishna Chaitanya also gave me the garland of small conchels that he wore on his chest, and a stone from Govardhan Hill, although they were very dear to him. That same Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu awakens within my heart and makes me mad after him. And so, I have thus described the meeting of Raghunath Das with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Anyone who hears about these incidents attains the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Recorded February 3, 2022 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.